Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 say you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give honor to God, amen, on this morning. We thank God, amen, for being in the midst just one more time. Truly, God is a good God, amen. Praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise him for all his wonderful acts and the mercy, amen, and the love that God hath bestowed, amen, upon us, that we may be called the children of God. We certainly want to thank God, amen, for the woman of God here this morning. Amen. Sister Karen here in the midst. Amen. In the studio, the program directly. We want to thank God. Amen. For her. And we thank God for you out there, our listening audience. Amen. This morning. Amen. It is not possible. Amen. Without you. Amen. Out there listening. Amen. Wanting to receive a word from the Lord and being receptive. Amen. To God. Amen. And having an ear to hear. And to incline your ear, amen, to be attentive to hear, amen, what we need to have in these last days that we're living in, to be able to propel us, amen, to be able to understand that God's plan and God's intentions, amen, for us to soar, amen, to a different height, to a different level, amen, and what God have and put upon us. In the name of Jesus, amen. You're now listening to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, the ministry where everybody is somebody in Jesus Christ. Amen. Is the Lord over all. Glory to God. And I got a praise, amen, deep down inside of me. Amen. On this morning. Amen. How many know out there this morning that God inhabits the praises of his people? The word amen inhabits mean to dwell, to richly. Amen. To come into something. Amen. Having an expected heart to want to just praise God. Amen. And if I got to just praise my way through it, I just praise my way through it. Sometimes you just want to have, amen, a reminiscing, if you would. If you just go back and think about all the goodness of God and all what he have done for you. Amen. In your life. Amen. You can't help but get to the point where you just going to praise God. You don't worry about who's standing around or who looking. Amen. You just want to praise God for already what he have done already, for his very present help in the time of trouble when we need God the most. God will show up. God will see about, amen, his people, because the Bible so declared that God inhabits the praises of his people. Glory to God. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give God the highest praise. Peace and be unto you, amen. Peace and goodwill toward men on earth, amen. Well, God will allow you, amen, to come into his presence, amen. And I'm so glad that salvation, amen, it is free. It don't cost you a dime, amen, that you can have. Amen. You don't have to make an appointment with God. Only thing you have to do, amen, is speak the words. Amen. And Jesus said that my words are spirit and they are life. He's never too busy. Amen. That he can't come and see about you. Ain't you glad, amen, that you're on the winning side this morning? Glory to God. We want to just thank God. Amen. Amen. For all what he have done. Amen. For us. Amen. First and foremost. Amen. Can't thank him enough for the praises of God in the name of Jesus. Let us go before the Lord in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, humble, very humble. With all sincerity in our heart right now, we thank you for such another opportunity, amen, to be able to come forth, amen, to be a spokesman, a representative for your God in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord, to touch your minds and the hearts of your people everywhere, oh God, out there. Oh, Lord, right now, somebody in need of a healing, somebody in need of financial support, oh God. Somebody in need of just hearing a word of edification, oh Lord. a sense of direction in their life, God. So we ask you right now, oh Lord, let the sick say that I'm healed. Let the weak say that I am strong, that you can overcome and you can endure. Amen. Endure. The Bible says endure hardness as a good soldier. Amen. In Christ Jesus. So we be honorable and very careful, God, to give you all the praises in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We just thank him. Amen. For all of the virtue of the lovely the good report, amen, and all the things that God have done and all the things that God is up to, amen, and the best is yet to come, amen, amen, amen. See who God is, amen, in your life. See what fits you. You a good fit, amen, for God out there. You a good fit for God. You're not a misfit, amen. God have created you in his own glory, in his own image, and you was created, amen, to come, amen, before God, amen. You was created for the glory of God, amen. God have a purpose and a plan for your life. God have an attribute, amen, for your life in the name of Jesus. Only thing you have to do is apply, amen, yourself to the goodness, amen, of God, amen. God would not be a God, amen, that he will leave you alone. He will always come, amen, to see about his people. And I got a praise deep down on the inside of me, amen, right now in the name of Jesus, amen. You feel good when you praise God and you just get it all out in the name of Jesus and understand, amen, that he's your refuge, he's your dwelling place, and that's where he want to dwell richly inside of you, amen. And you are a spiritual house, a lively stone, amen, disallowed indeed of men, but precious of God, and that you have been chosen and set aside. The Bible so declares, sanctify thyself wholly to be separated. Separate yourself, amen, from the cares of this life, for the things of this life, amen, because in this world, it's intimate with God. It's intimate with God. God is a jealous God. God wants you in a place of reconciliation. God wants you in a place of solitary. The Bible said, be still and know that I am God. Amen. And I am he. Amen. And there was no God formed before me, and neither shall there be a God after me. The God of Israel, amen, that will keep you, amen, and keep your foot, amen, from sliding. Amen, that you can see your way. Somebody say they can't see their way out this morning, but I promise you, my friend, if you put your hand in Jesus' hand, he will take you where you want to go at. Amen. Glory to God. That's why there's a praise, amen, that need to be brought out. There's a declaration that need to be brought out. There's a degree that need to be brought out. Amen. Somebody is have been going through some things in their life. Amen. Out there this morning. Amen. And you're in tuned in to the word of God. You're in tuned into the ministry. Amen. But it's some kind of way you're still fighting. Amen. Against that flesh. Amen. You have not allowed, amen, your heart, amen, to be receptive, amen, to the Spirit of the Lord, and to see what God is saying unto the church, to see what God, amen, is saying to you. Amen. For you can be of that living stone. Amen. To be that vessel. Amen. When we have this treasure in our earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of no man. Glory to God. That's why the Bible said, trust in the Lord and do good and taste him and see how good God is. Glory to God. God is a good God, I tell you this morning. And I'm just excited this morning, amen, what God is doing, amen, out there this morning, out there in this dying world today, in this darkness that we're living in. And but we're living in a world that cares nothing, amen, about but its own. But you've been separate. You've been set aside. You've been cast down, and you've been set aside. Amen. But it's okay, for you've been cast down, but you're not destroyed. Perplexed, but not forsaken. Why? Because God. If we can leave a word with you this morning, we want to talk a little bit about the heart. We want to talk a little bit about the heart. And talking about the heart, we must protect our house. We must protect this house. And some may say, what house are we talking about? I'm talking about the house of God. I'm talking about the house that is on the within you, on the inside of your heart, of where God dwells at in your heart. That's where he dwells at. That's where he want to live at. How many know that the Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? I like to call it the big three. But the Holy Spirit, which guides you and leads you in all truth, that it is a person. Amen. And the only way you can live a life and a fulfilling life and a prosperous life is having the Spirit of God deep down on the inside of you, where it will ignite your heart. Amen. And remove the stony heart. Amen. And be replaced with the heart of flesh, a heart of compassion, a heart of love, a heart of humility, a heart of humbleness. Amen. In your life, that you can live this God-fearing Christian life, this reference of the Lord. The Bible so declare, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I can render my heart, because God want to come in and change some things and remove the stony heart and replace it with the heart of flesh, a heart of love, a heart of meekness, the heart of understanding. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, then my heart is being receptive to everything, amen, that is in alignment with God. I'm casting down everything that be not of God. I'm not being deceived. I'm not being driven, tossed to and fro like the churn of doctors and driven by the wind. But I'm holding fast and steadfast, unmovable, always and abounding in the fear of the Lord, in the work of the Lord. God is the hammer that drives the nail. He's the hammer that drives the nail. And I was doing a little work the other day, and I was trying to do some woodwork, but I was wondering, these nails I kept on bamming in, they kept on getting crooked. And I'm pretty good with the hammer, because I used to work at a truss plant. And that's all we did was hammer all day. So I'm wondering, when I'm coming down with the hammer and the nail was crooked all the time. So it struck me that these was the wrong nails for this particular work that I was trying to do. So I had to go out and get the right nails for the particular right job. Amen. And I was able to drive that nail down like I did years ago. Amen. And this is the same thing in God. When we're being a child of God, and we having a heart, amen, that want to be of a disobedience, a heart that is not ready to want to give. Yeah, you want to give some things, but you don't want to give all things. But if we allow God to come in and to clean us on the inside, we can see then others can see that something on the working on the outside and is on the inside too as well. Because you'll know them by the fruits that they bear. Glory to God. The number one thing is to be like Jesus. That's truly why we all living this life. That's truly why we all, amen, waiting for that great day. Amen. That's truly why we all been in expectations
Amen. That's truly why we all rejoice in the hope and the coming that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Amen. But is not willing that any shall perish, but all shall come into the knowledge, amen, of the truth. And that is that's that same heart, amen, that's going to endure us, amen, unto the end. Amen. I have a heart to love. I have a heart to change a situation. You have a heart to understand even much other folk, to look at their side of the story and not being, see, one thing about it, Jesus was not a selfish person. When Jesus began his ministry and he began to walk through the villages and the synagogues all through Judea and Galilee, the woman with the issue of blood, the blind man, thy son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus didn't turn nobody away. When he fed the 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread, them folks was hungry. Jesus wanted to what? Demonstrate his manifestation to these folks and to realize that you can depend and you can rely on me. But it was the heart, is what I'm saying. It was the heart of Jesus, amen, that he didn't turn nobody away. So if it was the heart of Jesus, Philippians 2 and 5 say, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you. So we're taking on what? The characteristics of God. We're seeing things as God would see things. We having not a stony heart, but a heart of flesh, a heart of love. A heart that want to do what is right. And you will know when you in a situation when you expected to do right and you don't do it, your heart feel convicted. Because you taking the name of Christ. See, I consider myself, I'm going to put myself in this position here now. I've always been a very compassionate type person. Even before I came over to the Lord's side, I was very compassionate and very considerate of others. But I had more and good ethics. That's what I had. But now that when I came over to the Lord's side and gave my life to Christ, I can see that even much the more. Now, it's a double portion of that. It's a double dose of that. Now I'm very conscientious of that. You know, I'm very careful. You know, you have to be very careful when you talk to folk, and that you don't turn people away in a despiteful way or in a egotistical manner. You know, because God is looking at that. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord is in every place. So if we have in a heart of compassion, a heart of love, a heart that want to please God, a heart that want to walk worthy of the knowledge of God. The Bible said, be careful for nothing. The number one commandment, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. That's the number one commandment. And it as advertised just as that. How can a man love God and he don't love his brother who he see every day walking around him? Because it's the heart, it's the abundance of the heart. Amen. With all your fiber, all your soul, all that is within you. Taking on the issues that comes with having a loving heart and as being a sanctification, amen, man and woman of God, amen, out there this morning, amen, that I can endure. I can show the love of God, amen, not just because I want God to bless me, but just because it's already imputed on the inside of me. It already become, in a sense of a metaphor, that is a natural thing, amen, for me to love, that I don't have to force myself to love, that I don't have to hide behind, amen, some type of mask, amen. And when you at a gathering, when everybody else leave, and then all of a sudden you come such another person just putting on an act and putting on a show. We come not in the form and the fashion of a show, but we come in the name of God. God is real, my beloved. So therefore, if you falling after God, it's the heart that needs to be worked on. It's the heart that need to be regulated. You know, I love my wife. As an illustration, I love my wife. And my love to my wife is an affection. You love your children out there this morning. It's a source of love. And there's no love such deeper than that. When you grab hopes, amen, and have God have blessed you to have kids. And that's your seed, amen, from you. And my heart, when I love my wife, it's a condition, but it's unconditional too. As far as love, it's a compassionate love. It's an affection. Yeah. But the love of God is a divine love, meaning it's a direct love from God. And if the direct love from God, it constitutes in triggering my love for any folks, any parts of life, what I'm going through in my life or whoever I come in encounter with of my life. See, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy body, all within thee. Love him. And then when I do that, or when you do that, then the love of God will share the brawl in your heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Proverbs 4:23 say, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So keeping the heart, guarding the heart. The word diligence simply means to watch as well as pray. To keep an eye. To understand, to realize that I'm walking in a way, and I'm in this world, and there's issues that's coming up in my life. But yet, though, I am determined, and my eyes is fixed on the prize of Jesus, because we're protected of God, and God have a force field around us. We're protected. We have angels encamped around about us, according to Psalms 37. The angels encamped round about you everywhere you go because you're protected. But doesn't mean that the enemy is not going to try to strike. Doesn't mean that we're not in warfare. The reason why I say that is because folk will come and try you to see how sanctified you are. It ain't really they doing that, but it's the spirit that is within them that would do that. But that's why we got to be girded up with our lions with the truth, and to recognize and to see the enemy on the attack.
The Bible say, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, Satan, is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So my heart must be, amen, guarded at all times. Philippians 4:7 saying, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. You can't keep yourself. It's the heart. It's the heart that was God after, because once the heart come into a place of cultivating, we know we on the right path. Matthew 5:8 say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Jesus went up to Mount Sinai. He began to speak to his disciples. And he began to talk to them and tell them, amen, what it would take, amen, to run this race. What it would take to live, amen, this sanctified life. And just keep in mind that the Holy Spirit would keep you and would guide you, amen, and protect you and give you the words to say at that moment, at that particular time. Glory to God. But blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I wanted to throw peace in there. Glory to God, because the pure in heart shall see God. You know, you had to be pure and undefiled to see God. 1 Corinthians 6:9 say, he that dwelleth, don't you know that that your body is the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? That's where he lives, right there in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. But the reason why I say that is because I want to focus on Matthew 5:8 for a minute. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Living the life, letting God be your navigator, letting God allow you, amen, to be so in a place of enrichness in your life, enabling you, equipping you, amen, with the word, amen, that you can live the life, that it's not hard. See, because some folk, when their heart is not guarded, you say it's hard to live for God because you got too many desires, too many temptations. Come on, let's face it. You know, you're still using a lot of words that you shouldn't be using. See, once the Holy Spirit come in that heart, you're not going to be using these words that you're using. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. See, you can fool people. You can fool folks sometimes. You fool half of the time. But you can't fool God. We thank God our hour have come and gone. And let me say this here. Being of one mind and having a heart, and that heart is for Jesus Christ. David said, created me a clean heart, because David had messed up. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, is our prayer. Amen. God. Thank the Lord for you tuning in, and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
Greetings. We invite you to join the Word of Truth International Ministry with Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope every Saturday at 8 a.m. as we break the bread of life and teach the Word of God right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Are you winning or losing in the game of